Okay. One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it is close to the New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. But the price of a train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11. Oh, yes, I can take bus to New York City.
What is the price of a bus ticket?
The price of a bus ticket is $11.
Did you say the price of a bus ticket is $15, right?
No, the price is $11. New York City offers a wide variety of activities in different neighborhoods. Soho has many interesting shops and boutiques. The Lower East Side has many bars and clubs for dancing. And the West Village is a great place to watch foreign movies.
Can you go shopping in Soho?
Yes, we can go shopping in Soho.
We
can watch foreign movies in West Village.
Did you say that in West Village you can watch Hollywood movies?
No, we can't watch Hollywood movies there.
What can we watch again in West Village?
We can watch foreign movies in West Village. Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from 5th Avenue to 8th Avenue. The newest park is the Highland Park, which was built on an old train line 30 feet above the street level. The park continues for almost 2 miles above 11th Avenue. Oh, yes, it is higher than the street level.
And Highland Park is above 5th Avenue, right?
No, it's on the 11th Avenue.
Right. Let's go to the next one.
There are many historic landmarks you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Cloister is another historic landmark you can visit. It is located in North Manhattan, and you can take the subway there. It is part of the Metropolitan Museum and has a beautiful garden too.
Thank you. The Cloister is part of the Metropolitan Museum, right?
Yes, it is part of the museum. No, it is located in North Manhattan. The American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continents of North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of North America, while the Andes runs along the west coast of the South America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in Andes.
The American continent consists of North and South America, right?
Right, it consists of North and South America.
And the Rocky Mountains are located in South America, right?
No, it locates in South America. North America. No, it locates in the North America. In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the lane in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lanes, and two-way roads use yellow lanes. A dotted line means that cars can cross into the other lane, while a solid lane means that cars cannot cross into the other lane. It is correct.
And two-way roads use white lines, right?
No, it uses yellow lines. Lifestyles in rural area are different from those in urban area. Wildlife is more frequently found in rural areas than in the urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer job opportunities and higher employment rates. The main source of the income in rural area is agriculture.
Thank you. Is wildlife more frequently found in rural area?
Yes, it is often found in rural area.
And agriculture is the main source of income in the urban areas, right?
No, often is non-agriculture jobs.
Right, so agriculture is the main source of income in where?
Of rural areas. Agriculture is the main source of income in rural areas.
Thank you.